On Thursday, left tackle Dwayne Brown and defensive end J.J. Watt were named All-Pro by the Pro Football Writers Association, and Watt picked up the defensive MVP for the NFL. His coaches, his teammates, and Watt himself talked about the honor, and they also talked about Brown winning the award.
It's an honor. I appreciate everybody who voted for me. It's more an award for all my teammates and coaches. I really appreciate everything they do for me. I wouldn't be able to do this without them. And, I mean, hopefully I get it for many years to come. Obviously, that's my goal. I hope I make Texans fans proud, and I'm always going to work my hardest to make you proud for years to come. And I love you guys, and thank you again. And let's go win a couple more games.
He should be unanimous, I would think. He's just a great player, and he's had the best year ever. He's had the absolute best year any defensive lineman's ever had. And I had Ellen Bethea, who's in the Hall of Fame, and he had some great years, and Bruce Smith had some great years, and Reggie White had some great years. But they didn't make that many tackles for loss, that many knockdowns, and that many sacks in 1 year. Nobody has done that. So, I mean, I can't say enough great things about him because he's a great player.
Been trying to play my hardest, you know, play my best all year long. You know, I've been against some pretty tough competition. You know, it's a lot of great tackles in this league, a lot of people that's playing at a high level. I'm just honored, you know, humbled by the award.
Dwayne, you know, for me with Dwayne, it's really kind of special because, you know, Dwayne's a tight end in college, goes to tackle, comes to us, so we throw him to the Wolves in year one. I mean, we started him from the get-go, and I think he's been a Pro Bowl player for a few years now, but this league really makes you work at it. The players really make you do it over and over again before they recognize you. So it's a well-earned situation for him and very much deserved.
Quarterback Jonathan Joseph spoke about the challenge ahead with the Patriots and also talked about his health and how much different he feels now versus when he played last month.
Those are both bigger guys. You know, they try to create mismatch with those guys, you know, 6'3", 6'4". I know one of those guys, 6'6", 6'7", actually. Can place the ball on his backside or throw it up top. You know, those guys both have great hands where they can make the difficult catch in the traffic. And for us, it'll be a task, but I think, you know, we have the guys here that's up for the challenge. You know, it's just about making plays. Right now, I could probably say this is the best I felt all year. So, obviously, back then, you know, I was good enough to play, but I wasn't, you know, at my best. And right now, I can say I'm 100% right now. So.
And the idea of motivation was brought up on Thursday. Various players described their take on it.
And obviously, everyone wants to win this league. But, you know, when you come in here and you guys see it, when you come in here after a game, especially tough losses, that's a little bit extra motivating. And you take a little bit of last year after we lost to Baltimore in that second playoff game. That's a big-time motivation for this year.
I'm just not the type of cat that needs outside motivation for, like, a huge game. Like, this is a huge game. It's not motivating me for the future that we lost last year. Like, I mean, it's over. There's nothing we can do about it. All you can do is play the game that's in front of you.
That's the secret weapon of the underdog. Yeah, it bothers us, you know, and you just sit there and you take it and you let it harbor and you let it fester and grow into what you needed to grow into.